Hello everybody here at the Lightning Talks at FOSTEM here in Brussels. I want to introduce to you Raphael Bourdouin with a very interesting topic about securing downloads from the internet. Give him a warm welcome and have fun with this talk.
Thank you. The time starts now. So be ready to listen to me for 15 minutes about security, a very sexy subject, because I'm talking about Asphalo, the project I've been working on, which aims to secure downloads from the internet. Today we have a lot of software and packages available directly, available for download from the internet, from GitHub releases, Docker images, etc. The problem is that often it is not possible to check the authenticity of the file you download. So you hope something, the file you download is real, is legit, but how do you verify it? Because checksums are not checking the authenticity of a file. It's validating the integrity of the file you download. And the root cause, I think, is that there is no very easy system to check file signatures. We all know GPG, but it's a cumbersome system to use. Few people use it, actually, and the key management is probably also a stumbling block. As I said, checksums are not sufficient for authenticity checks. They can only ensure integrity. There is absolutely no security benefit to check the checksum of a file if the checksum comes from the same source as the file. So Asphalo is proposing an easy-to-use multi-signature system for file authentication. We want to be very easy to use in the sense that if you want to download a file, you just have to provide the URL of the file. You don't have to provide a key bundle. You don't have to download a public key from the user. We want to automate all this. Regarding our design decisions, is that we want to use as much as possible existing building blocks. We don't want to invent the wheel. So we are using Git as a data store. We are using MiniSign, which is a signature system based on Signify from OpenBSD. And we will sign the checksums file, as a lot of projects already publish checksums. So we hope those projects will join us in signing their checksum files. We are making an append-only mirror of checksum files. This is a Git repository that is absolutely auditable. And it's an append only, so no commit is ever amended. And you can check that, because it's a Git repository. You can clone it, you can download it, you can sync it. And if a commit was modified, you can absolutely detect it. The advantage of this mirror is that even without signature, it can increase the security of downloading file from the internet, because we have a checksum that is available from an independent source from the downloaded file. So if the publishing repository is compromised, it would take to compromise our mirror for downloaders to not detect it, that they have a malicious file. So even without signature, we try to already increase the security for the users. Another key decision is that we authenticate at the repository level. We don't authenticate the developer itself, we authenticate the publishing platform. This is an inspiration from Let's Encrypt, which will validate that someone controls a domain name system, a DNS, and we will validate that someone controls a publishing account. And we don't check the identity of the user itself. We introduce an easy-to-use multi-signature system. Multi-signature means that for a file, published files to be authenticate it as valid, it requires multiple signatures. So signatures for multiple users. Taking this approach also helps in the case the publish account is breached, as multiple signatures are needed. Even if one of the user account is breached, we can still contain the problem. We want to be publication platform agnostic, so we want to support a lot of publication platforms, but we start small, and we start by supporting GitHub for the moment. But this is absolutely not a limitation that we will keep. We want to expand to other platforms and even for self-hosted systems. Regarding our asphalt mirror, it's an important part in our solution, and it's a critical component. And you will trust Asphalt if you trust that our mirror is safe and secure. That's why we want to be absolutely transparent about our mirror. It's a Git repository published on GitHub. You see the URL there. And you can follow it, you can follow the evolution. What happens to the Git, to the mirror is that when a GitHub project publishes a release, if we follow it, we will synchronize the checksums from the release in our mirror. If we don't follow it, or if you want your project to be included in the mirror very rapidly, we encourage you to use our notification system so that we immediately mirror your checksums in our repository. So that you can trust the mirror, we have a mirror checker. Those are simple scripts that will check that there is no commit that was amended, so it checks that it can do a fast forward. And it will also validate that every commit includes checksums that are identical to the one found in the release. This should give trust in the mirror that we provide the right data and that it was not compromised. Regarding the workflows, we take the approach of trusting at first use. If you have a better suggestion, I'm open to it. But we take the same approach as Let's Encrypt, which trusts that the people controlling a DNS entry are legit. We take the same approach, and so people that want start signing packages will put a Sinus file